Roundup of Mid-Essex news topics. Here are the snippets of all the news items you would otherwise have missed hearing about. Ukrainian refugees living in Uttlesford have had existing host family rent support extended by the District Council. Councillor Maggie Sutton, portfolio holder for communities, said this new housing support package will greatly assist those who wish to continue forging meaningful new lives in our district. The additional services we are providing allow us to expand on our existing support, offering many families the chance to settle and flourish here. Maldon District Council says it has identified enough land for housing across the district for the next 6 years. In its continuing battle against housing developers, claiming the authority is not building enough to meet housing needs, it has produced its own updated figures. It means Maldon is exceeding the national 5-year measure for councils to meet so they can keep up with housing demand. It will use the data when fighting any housing appeals from now on. Wildflowers are being prioritised over neatness on some road verges around the county by Essex Highways. Where it is safe to do so, they will be left uncut until late June. These provide sanctuary for nationally scarce wildlife species such as sulphur clover, lesser calamint, and crested cowhead. The Rose Garden in Dunmow is celebrating National Florist Day on Saturday, June the 8th, the first awareness campaign for the floricultural industry. It comes at the end of the Rose Garden's week-long Meet the Maker Week, which involved owner Stephanie Harris sharing stories about flowers being turned into special features for events like weddings, funerals and birthdays. Government funding has been secured by Uttersford District Council to make 276 of its council homes more energy efficient. Almost £4 million from the Department for Energy Security and Net Zero's Social Housing Decarbonisation Fund will provide additional insulation, solar panels and air source heat pumps to the homes. Two schools have been given gardening kits by house builder Mulberry Homes as part of National Children's Gardening Week. Four kits each were donated to St Michael's Primary School in Braintree and Felsted Primary School. High-speed broadband is on its way to more Mid-Essex villages thanks to BT Openreach. Those on the latest list are Earlscombe, Great Barnfield, Great Yeldham, Ridgewell and Steeple Bumpstead. Holy Trinity Primary School in Halstead has been judged best at promoting maths in Essex through the Essex Year of Numbers competition. Pupils were visited by Lord Lieutenant of Essex to congratulate them, present certificates and a £125 book voucher.